We use email a lot, even though we live together.
Really? You email each other within the house? Email.
Then there's an audit trail.
I emailed you.
I did tell you.
I told you there's a rehearsal. Why weren't you here?
The lyrics are in your email. not seeing them to you.
There's a house on Delaware Avenue in Toronto where most of the band, Wilderness of Manitoba, lives. It's pretty much where they found each other, too. The basement is a space for rehearsals, shows, and recordings, and it's home to a regular jam session for anyone interested. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Members of the band Wilderness of Manitoba were all playing in different bands around Toronto for years. They eventually came together after hearing each other's songs at shows and jams and realized it was a perfect match. The band has a quiet, folky sound with close four-part harmonies that give it a traditional feel. But you could give these songs to an indie rock band and they'd fit right in. When You Left the Fire is their first full-length album, recorded partly in a church to get a big, wide sound. The rest was finished in their basement studio at the Delaware Avenue house. And when the band came by our Studio A, host Elisa Ali got to ask them about their process of recording.
I think it's just the nature of the beast these days with technology being the way it is. You can record, I mean, anywhere with digital recording. But I think it requires that as well when you're making an album, because in the old days, when you used to go back in and you're running on the clock, you'd have to certain mistakes would be there that you loved and certain mistakes would be there not so much that you hated. But now it's nice that you can listen to songs for weeks and weeks on end and then be like, oh, I want to go back and change that. You can head back down to the basement, back to the drawing board and put your parts in. So get the bed tracks done and then spend 2 to 3 months agonizing over arrangement and little parts. So,
is that what you did? You spent 2 to 3 months agonizing?
Well, we kind of used ourselves as guinea pigs in a way, where we're all learning how to record and do this, you know, almost in real time. So,
experimenting with different mics,
messing around,
sounds,
just messing
and,
around,
and the time
and
to
having
do that.
The time to do that. That's the key.
So the Delaware house is the place to be.
That's right.
This is where you spend probably so much time there. I mean, you live there, you work there, other people come over to work with you there.
Yeah, like Toronto licensing officers came over to check it out even.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
They thought we were running a booze can, basically. Yeah.
He tried to buy beer undercover and pay cover undercover, and neither worked. We were like, yeah, we're just passing the hat. And then he talked to me out front and was like, whoa, we know this is a venue. And I'm like, well, it's not a venue, man. It's just,
just, you know,
because where do you draw that? Where is that indelible line
between
party and you know, venue, host show? I mean, so anyway, we had that happen.
Huh. Well, I love a house show. That's so cool that you guys put on shows there. I'm sorry that the man came down on you, but he didn't get you.
No, it's funny because he actually was like, I really like what you guys do, but professionally I have to tell you to watch it.
Yeah.
That's Wilderness of Manitoba playing live in Studio A with St. Petersburg and Orono Park. Their new album is called When You Left the Fire. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out our complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.